The M Live Media Group proudly presents the Mackinac Policy Conference 2016.
You know, anything we say or do can have national implications, not to mention what we're doing statewide. So it's very important to stay in touch with people and be available.
Discussing entrepreneurship, urban education.
So a lot of our kids are dealing with stresses and external forces, and to give them the tools of yoga along with some nutrition education is really invaluable.
And investing in the future.
We are personally, professionally invested in the city of Detroit.
And now, another episode of the MPC 16 podcast. It is MPC, Michigan Policy Conference. It is day number one. I'm here with Derek Bird. He is the co-founder of Detroit Fulfillment Initiative, which is this very cool thing. Obviously, one of the tenets that we're talking about this whole week, we're talking about urban education, we're talking about investment in the future, and entrepreneurship. And you kind of straddled those two. When you get into the entrepreneur space, and Damon John is going to be here later on this week, right? They're going to talk about scalability. How do you scale your business? And I've got a widget, and I can sell X amount of widgets, but I get to this certain level, and then nothing. And one of the reasons I wanted to sit down and talk to you is because I was just talking to Peter Van Dyke, and I don't know if you know him. He works for Berg Muirhead. But just about all of the cool stuff that's happening in Detroit that a lot of people might not know because they haven't been there in a minute. Or maybe they come in for a Tigers game, and then they bounce, right? And they don't really know what the startup culture's like there, and just all of these cool businesses that use or can use what the Detroit Fulfillment Initiative does. So kind of walk me through what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's, like you said, there's a whole lot of momentum in Detroit. There's a whole lot of, you know, really cool stuff happening in the startup area, you know, getting entrepreneurs on their feet and kind of launched with whatever ideas they have. There's a whole lot of stuff in the tech world, right? So apps,
right.
IT, yes. You know, kind of non-tangibles. So, you know, we kind of came up with this concept, this idea of how can we help entrepreneurs or businesses that have that are manufacturing goods in Detroit or making a product or selling products, you know, in the e-commerce space. How do we provide them the tools that they need to be successful? Because they can go find funding, you know, with any one of these VC platforms,
sure.
You know, incubators or what have you. But when they get to, like you said, when they get to a certain point of manufacturing where, you know, their sales are exceeding their manufacturing capabilities, or, you know, maybe they just don't know the best way to fulfill orders or ship orders, how they save money on parcel shipping. You know, so what can we do in that space to help entrepreneurs and these startup businesses to really optimize their supply chain and help them with the fulfillment side of things?
And so how is this going for you? I mean,
it's awesome. You know, we just launched about a month ago officially. So we've been working on this platform for about a year almost. We've had a ton of help with local community, with you know, smaller businesses in the area, and so just launched, and the feedback has been phenomenal. We have a couple of what we call our partner companies on board right now. We have a digital marketing company up in Troy. We have a risk management and insurance company in the Detroit area, and then of course Evans Distribution Logistics Company. So we've had some really, really good feedback, and then so that's kind of the partner side, the ones providing the tools, the ones providing the mentoring for these companies. We've also had some extremely good feedback and are working with a couple of these Detroit startups already. So I mean, just awesome stuff. I don't know if we can get into names and all of that.
Yeah, you can or cannot, whatever you want to do. But so walk me through, like, what's the process, right? I mean, you're a month old, so of course there's going to be some learning curves as this kind of thing, as you get to distribute your own distribution company, right?
Right.
But, like, what's the process? If I'm a startup in Detroit and I make a widget, or, I mean, let's go seven steps back. Like, I run an Etsy shop, and all of a sudden my Etsy shop blows up, and I need to actually distribute something. Like, what is that funnel process to get to you guys and then kind of go through the mentoring process and then ship?
Yeah, so we're trying to make it as simple as possible, right? I think a lot of entrepreneurs or a lot of people starting a business, let's say if you're making, I don't know, if you're making cell phone cases.
Sure.
Right? you're probably really good at that, really passionate about the products that you're making, you know, and maybe even really passionate about marketing those products and really passionate probably about that customer base, you know, that's really what you're good at and you're good at the sales aspect. So kind of off in the weeds, but, you know, you really just contact DeFi, you go to the website, you can get a hold of me. And what we'll do is we ask you to fill out like a simple application. I hate even saying that, but it's really just a form that gives us a little idea of who the company is, what you're doing, what stage you're at in your company. Are you pre-launch? Have you actually launched? Are you actually selling widgets or cell phone cases online? From there, we have this group of partners that we kind of pass the, you know, we share this form content with. And we have once a month roundtables, so we'll call that company in and say, hey, why don't you meet with the partner companies here? We could talk about what it is that you're doing, what your problems, you know, what your problems are, what your hurdles are, and we can help mentor you through those hurdles. So that's really, I mean, that's a, you know, I guess the simplest version of the process.
Sure. So there isn't like a pitch process. Like as soon as I send you a form, I get to sit down with you guys and kind of walk through the problem.
No, there's really no pitch. It's really just that form. You know, we
that's awesome.
At least want you to have, you know, a somewhat formal idea, right? So
right.
We don't want
right.
you to
yes.
come to us and say, you know, this is what I'm thinking. We kind of want people that already have stuff on paper.
Sure. Hey,
you know, we're going to manufacture this. Here's our target market, and you know, at the least, what would it take to, you know, to maybe have somebody assemble these packages, and then what's the cost of shipping amount? What we also have is we've got a couple of those, you know, a couple of those scenarios. What we're finding is that we have kind of a customer base that is already manufacturing. They've hit a point where, you know, they're really, so they're just kind of selling out of their little manufacturing spot. They're fulfilling orders out of there, but they really don't have the place to stock anything. And they're also kind of incurring, you know, full retail shipping rates, right? So that's kind of where, you know, in step DeFi, we can help with, we can help you optimize that and figure it out. Okay, so if you have, you know, if you're selling 100 widgets a week, you know, what if you could ramp up that production a little bit, you know, put some aside, and now you can focus on the marketing and the sales side of things, so you can run promos, you can run sales.
Right.
You know, you can kind of do that stuff. And because we are partnered with Evans, you know, we have significant discounts with the shipping companies, parcel shipping, or even if we need to do pallet shipping, that we can help you, you know, with the logistics side of things and getting your product out there. We, you know, we're hoping that we come across some international opportunities, because I think we can really capitalize on that, where we find some people looking to, you know, to really export a lot of product.
No, that's awesome. I mean, well, you know, one of the joys of a podcast, obviously, is like I don't have a time constraint. You know, you and I could talk for an hour if you want to talk for an hour, because I just think this stuff is really fascinating. And I think when you're living in, you know, depending on what side of the fence you live on, right? This is either the disruption era, because your thing is being disrupted by Uber, or pick a thing that's disrupting you, or you live in this connection economy, where these startups have this opportunity with things like the Detroit Fulfillment Initiative, where in 1980, that business would be dead, right? It would be dead in the water. If you couldn't scale, somebody else would come in and either buy you or just see your thing, rip it off and scale it, because they could scale it.
Right.
So talk to me about like the startup culture in Detroit, and how do you feel that like what you guys are doing will be the model going forward? Like you'll see these smaller startups being able to scale to a level that they couldn't scale because they're not able to essentially, this is the total wrong word, but in order to give context to people who may not be in that culture, like they're not able to incorporate, right? Like make a giant conglomerate that has a big shiny building that can ship overseas.
Right. And that is part of the goal. So, you know, generically speaking, our mission statement is to help product-based businesses in Detroit, you know, fulfill their products to the world, right? So, yes, ultimately what we'd like to do is take a company from, you know, from the ground floor and help them scale their manufacturing, scale their fulfillment operations, all the way up to a global entity. That would be the most ideal and best case. If that answers the question.
It totally does, because I'm interested in, like I said, what's happening in Detroit and how these little bands of merry men and women are able to have access to things like the Detroit Fulfillment Initiative, where they can do what, ship whatever that widget is. Because, like you said 15 minutes ago, right, like, there's some sexiness in the tech space. There's sexiness in making an app. And you're not necessarily shipping anything except for zeros and ones. And that's not understating the how much work it takes to build an app.
Right.
But you don't necessarily need to understand international freight rates
right.
to put an app out there, right?
And Detroit is very manufacturing savvy.
Sure.
Right? We have a lot of talent in that area, just because that's what Detroit's done for so long. So, yeah, I mean, not to... The tech startups are phenomenal.
They're amazing, but it's a different universe.
Right. Yeah, and we want to make sure that, we can provide the same opportunity in the logistics and supply chain world. So, it's a whole different animal. I really don't see anybody in the private sector doing this. And there's no, to come to DeFi, there's no cost involved. You come and we help you as a group. We help you figure out your fulfillment supply chain needs. As a secondary, we also, some of the partners that are part of Detroit Fulfillment Initiative offer, financial support, or we can help you find funding through, traditional, debt financing or equity financing.
Sure.
Or, with Baker Hopp and Associates, we can help you look at your risk management levels and, find you insurance for if you're in a small building or an office space. So the idea is that we're 100% manufacturing focused, but we want to be able to help a business, like I said, from the ground floor all the way up. And I think when we started this whole initiative, we said, okay, Evans can do all the supply chain and fulfillment, but in order to really make this a true initiative that can truly help these companies, we need to get other people involved, and we need to have a full, a full 30,000 foot view of what this business is trying to do, and be able to provide those services to the businesses.
So, Derek, how long have you lived in Detroit?
So I grew up in the Detroit area, moved away to, I lived in Kalamazoo for 6 years, moved out to Arizona for 3.5 years, and then moved back. So, including those years, native, I'm from Detroit, so we'll call it 33 years.
So how much has it changed in the last 5 or 6 years?
Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable how much it's changed. I think there's just so much momentum, there's so much opportunity that just wasn't there when I was growing up. I mean, when I was in high school and, kind of looking around at, what do I do for school? What do we do for work? I just remember the mentality of my entire class was, we're moving away. We're out of here.
Right.
That was 16 years ago. But now I look at it and it's done a total 180. There's opportunity downtown. There's opportunity for, to work for a major corporation in the area if you wanted to work for one of the automotive companies. But there's also a whole lot of opportunity to work, to create your own thing. Whether it's, hey, I have this idea for, for an app, there's tons of companies to help you there. Or, hey, I want to create a product and get it out to the world. I really think it's the Detroit and Metro Detroit area is just, it's awesome. There's so much opportunity.
So and this is probably the biggest question I will ask you today, like, will that momentum ever get us a Super Bowl?
Get us a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Again? Well, let's say yes. I believe it will. We got to stay strong.
Derek Bird is joining us. If people want to get a hold of you or the Detroit Fulfillment Initiative, where do they start? Like, what's your? Do you want them to go to the website? Do they go to Facebook? Where would you like them to start?
The website. The website's the best. It's DetroitFulfillment.com. Pretty simple.
Awesome. And if people want to get a hold of you, where email?
Just email. It's dbird, it's with a Y, D-B-Y-R-D, at DetroitFulfillment.com.
All right, my friend. Enjoy the conference.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.